This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of August, 2024. Essence, sweet children, together with having remembrance, pay full attention to this study. By having remembrance, you become pure, and by studying, you become the masters of the world. Question. What effort must you make in order to claim a scholarship? Answer. In order to claim a scholarship, remove your attachment from everything. You must not remember your wealth, children or homes. Only remember Shiv Baba. Sacrifice yourselves completely, for only then will you claim a high status. Your intellects should have the intoxication that you are going to pass a very important examination. Our study is very important, and the one who is teaching us is the Father himself, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. That most beloved Baba is teaching us. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. He teaches you, and so you children should have such pure pride. It is souls that study. Souls carry their sanskars away and their bodies turn to ash. So the father sits here and teaches you children. You souls understand that you are studying and learning yoga. The Father has told you to stay in remembrance and that your sins will thereby be cut away. Only the one Father is the purifier. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called the purifier. Would Lakshmi and Narayan be called this? No, only the one is the purifier. There is only the one who purifies the whole world. He is your father. You children know that he is the most beloved, unlimited father, the one whom everyone has been remembering on the path of devotion. Baba, come. Come and remove our sorrow and give us happiness. It is the same world. Everyone has to come into this cycle. The Father has also explained the cycle of 84 births to you. It is souls that carry the sanskars with them. You souls know that you are studying in order to leave this land of death and go to the land of immortality, that is, to go from hell to heaven. The Father comes to make you children into the masters of the world once again. You are to pass a very important examination. The greatest Father is teaching you. Your intoxication rises when Baba sits and teaches you. Baba makes your intoxication rise with great force. The Father comes to make you worthy of the land of immortality. No one is worthy here. You understand that you used to bow your heads in front of the idols of the worthy deities. Baba is now once again making you into the masters of the whole world. Therefore, that intoxication should remain high. It should not be that your intoxication rises here, but that it decreases when you go outside. Children say, Baba, we forget you. You come into this impure world and an impure body to teach us and make us into the masters of the world. You children claim a huge lottery of the kingdom of the whole world. However, you are incognito. Therefore, you should pay attention very well to such an elevated study. It is not enough simply to have the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is also necessary to study. This knowledge of how you take 84 births should be turning around in your intellects. You understand that Baba makes your intoxication rise with great force. No one can become as important as you people. You are becoming deities from human beings. Has anyone other than you ever become a master of the world? Christians tried to become the masters of the world. However, the law does not allow anyone apart from you to become the masters of the world. Only the Father can make you that. No one else has this power. The heads of you children should be very good. Baba continues to give you a dose of the nectar of knowledge. You must not simply be satisfied and think that you remember Baba a great deal. You will become pure by having remembrance, but you also have to claim a high status. Everyone still has to become pure anyway, even if it is through punishment. However, the Father has come to make you into the masters of the world. Everyone will go back to the land of peace. Would everyone just go and sit up there? Such souls are of no value. It is those who come down again and rule in heaven who are valuable. You have come here in order to claim the kingdom of the world. You had the kingdom, and then Maya snatched it away from you. You now have to conquer Maya, Ravan, once again. You are the ones who have to become the masters of the world. You are now being made to conquer Ravan because you have become vicious in the kingdom of Ravan. This is why human beings are compared to monkeys. Monkeys are the most vicious. Deities are completely viceless. The deities became impure while taking 84 births. The Father says, remove your attachment from everything, your wealth, your possessions, your children, your body, etc. The wealthy die for wealth. They cannot let go of the money they have in their fists. They will remain in Ravan's jail. Only a handful out of multi-millions will emerge who will be able to remove their attachment from everything and change from monkeys into deities. The wealthy and the millionaires are holding the money in their fists and their lives are in that. Throughout the whole day, they remember their palaces and their children, etc. They will die in that remembrance. The Father says nothing should be remembered at the end. Simply remember me alone so that your sins of innumerable births can be absolved. The money of the wealthy will turn to dust. Because that money has come from sin, it is of no use. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. I will make the poor wealthy and the wealthy poor. The world has to change. Those people have so much intoxication of their wealth. We have this much wealth, aeroplanes, motor cars, palaces, etc. No matter how hard they try to remember the Father, their remembrance cannot be stable. The law does not allow it. Only a handful out of multi-millions will emerge. The rest will only continue to remember money. The Father says, forget everything you see, including your bodies. By remaining attached to that, you will not be able to claim a high status. The Father will inspire you to make effort. You have come here to become Narayan from an ordinary human. So you need to have complete yoga for that. You must not remember anything, your wealth, your children, etc. Nothing except one Shiv Baba. For only then will you be able to claim the highest scholarship of all and receive a high prize. When those people give advice about peace, they receive a medal worth pennies, and they become so pleased with that. What prize do you now receive? You become the masters of the world. It is not that if you stay in yoga for 5 to 6 hours, you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. No, you have to make a lot of effort. Only one Shiv Baba should be remembered at the end. No one else should be remembered. You are becoming the greatest deities. The Father has explained that you were worthy of worship, and that Maya then made you into impure worshippers. People ask you, do you believe that Brahma is a deity or God? Tell them, we do not say that Brahma is God. Come and understand this. You have very good pictures. The number one pictures are the Trimurti, the cycle and the tree. These pictures are from the beginning, and they will be very useful to you. People abroad would not be able to understand this knowledge if you took a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan there. The main pictures are the Trimurti, the cycle and the tree. It is shown in them who comes at what time when the original deity religion finishes, and who then establishes the one religion, and how all the other religions are destroyed. You have to explain that Shiv Baba is the highest, and then how Brahma becomes Vishnu, and Vishnu becomes Brahma. These pictures have been created for giving these explanations. The subtle region is only for the purpose of visions. The Father first creates the subtle region and then the corporeal world. Brahma is not a deity. Vishnu is a deity. You receive visions in order to explain to others. Brahma, the Father of humanity, is here. Together with Brahma, there are the Brahmins who will later become deities. Deities are always decorated. They are called angels. After they become angels, they go and claim a deity status. They will take birth from the palace of a womb. The world continues to change. As you make further progress, you will see everything. You will become very strong. There is little time left. You have come here in order to become Narayan from an ordinary human. If you fail, you become part of the subjects. Sannyasis cannot explain any of these things. Although they praise Rama as a king, they have completely destroyed his honour. How can there be things of irreligiousness there? All of those things are aspects of the path of devotion. This is why it has been remembered that Maya is false and the body is also false. It is the five vices, not wealth, that are called Maya. Wealth is called prosperity. Human beings don't even know what Maya is. The Father explains this to you, sweetest children. The Father says, I, the Supreme Soul, am making you into the masters of the world. I am making you even more elevated than myself. You are studying a very elevated study. it is remembered that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. Deities exist in the Golden Age, and human beings exist in the Iron Age. You are now sitting at the Confluence Age, changing from ordinary human beings into deities. He tells you everything in such an easy way. You definitely have to become pure and also create many subjects. Every cycle, you create as many subjects as there were in the Golden Age. The Golden Age did exist. It doesn't exist now, but it will exist once again. At that time, Lakshmi and Narayan will be the masters of the world. Their images still exist. The Father says, I give you this knowledge now. It will then disappear. When the path of devotion begins in the Copper Age, the kingdom of Ravan also comes. You can also explain abroad how the cycle of the world continues to turn. People of other religions have no connection with the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is why Baba says that the pictures of the Trimurti and the tree are the main ones. These are first class. People will be able to understand from the pictures of the tree and the cycle which religions came when and when Christ comes. All of those other religions exist during the second half of the cycle, whereas the Sun and Moon dynasties exist in the first half. It is a play of 5,000 years. There is this knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. This knowledge is the day and devotion is the night. Then there is unlimited disinterest. You understand that this old world is now about to be destroyed, and so you have to forget it. You also have to prove who the purifier is. Day and night people continue to sing, Sita's Rama is the purifier. Gandhi used to study the Gita, and he also used to sing, O purifier Rama of all Sitas. Because all of you are Sitas, the brides. The Father is the bridegroom. They then sing, Rama is the king of the Raghu clan. Now he is the king of the Silver Age. They have confused the whole thing. They all continue to clap and sing. I too used to sing. For a year I too wore khadi, the hand-loomed cotton clothes. The Father sits here and explains that this one was also a follower of Gandhi. He has experienced everything. The one who was first has become last. He will become first again. People ask you, why do you have Brahma's picture everywhere? Explain to them why he is shown standing on the top of the tree. It is very clear that he is standing on the top of the tree at the end of this impure world. Sri Krishna is also shown at the top. The two cats fight, and Sri Krishna takes the butter from in between them. Some mothers have visions. They think that there is butter or the moon in his mouth. In fact, it is the kingdom of the world in his mouth. The two cats fight, and you deities take the butter from in between them. That butter represents the kingdom of the world. They are making many improvements in the manufacture of bombs. They now use such components that people will die instantly. It will not be that they continue to suffer as they have from the time of Hiroshima. Those victims are still alive. The father explains, "Sweetest children, you remain happy for half a cycle. There is no trace of any kind of fighting, etc. All of that started afterwards. None of these things existed, and they will not exist in the future. The cycle repeats." The father explains everything very clearly, and you children have to imbibe it accurately and engage yourself in doing Baba's service. This is a dirty world. It is also called a river of poison. So the father sits here and explains to you children that you don't consider yourselves to be as elevated as the father considers you to be. Therefore, you should have a great deal of intoxication, because you children belong to a very elevated clan. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to make your head better, take a dose of the nectar of this knowledge every day. Together with having remembrance, you must definitely pay full attention to this study, because it is through this study that you are able to claim a high status. 2. We belong to the most elevated clan. God Himself is teaching us. Stay in this intoxication. Imbibe this knowledge and remain engaged in doing God's service. Blessing. May you be full of determination and the speciality of contentment, and thereby be successful in any tough paper. Contentment is the special quality of Brahmins. To be content with whatever part you have received is to make progress. No matter what happens, even if someone insults you, you children of the bestower can never be made discontent in any situation. You will be content with yourselves and also with others. For this, have the determination that no matter how tough the paper may be, you definitely have to remain content. You will then continue to be successful. Slogan: the sun of happiness rises high in the hearts of those who are happy. Om Shanti.